The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, أو you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
The audience of IRB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum. Now it's time to listen to a short speech by Sheikh Ja'far Ja'far.
I begin in the name of Allah, the most kind, the most merciful. It's due to that kindness and mercy that we have these opportunities where we gather in remembrance and glorification of Him, Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. We continue with the series that we had started. And today we'll try to get through a couple more or a few more advices that the Prophet gave to our first Imam alayhi salam. This one, it says, Al-Akhdhu bi-sunnati. If you recall, he had mentioned, Al-Akhdhu bi-sunnati fi sadaqati. To hold on to my sunnah, my habit when it comes to my sadaqah, the way I gave sadaqah. And then before that, he had said, Al-Akhdhu bi-sunnati fi salati. That you follow my sunnah in respect to the way I prayed. Highly recommended. And then he says, Wa alayka bis salatiz zawal, wa alayka bis salatiz zawal, wa alayka bis salatiz zawal. The Prophet says this to Imam Ali, that commit yourself to the afternoon prayer, commit yourself to the afternoon prayer, commit yourself to the afternoon prayer. Zawal is shams, is when the sun begins to now start the declining aspect. So it has reached its apex and now it begins to decline. Now it's moving. That's the sign of Zuhr Salah. This recommendation came at the same time of Salatul Layl. So remember we said, Wa alayka bis Salatul Layl, Wa alayka bis Salatul Layl, Wa alayka bis Salatul Layl. We talked about that yesterday. And then immediately after he says, Wa alayka bis Salatul Zawal, Wa alayka bis Salatul Zawal, Wa alayka bis Salatul Zawal. Now, the Prophet here specifically mentions the afternoon prayers, right? The Zuhr and Asr prayers. And interestingly, these are the same prayers as well that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala emphasizes. When you look at the Quran, Surah Baqarah, verse number 238, Allah azza wa jal says, Hafidhu ala salawat, that protects your salawat. Now, salah is singular. Plural of salah is salawat, right? So he says, Hafidhu ala salawat, protect your prayers, right? Look after your prayers. Was salatil wusta, especially the middle prayer, God says, right? Now the middle prayer is what? The middle prayer is the Zuhr prayer, right? The Zuhr and Asr prayer. He says, Waqumu lillahi qanitin, and stand before God in devoutly obedient, right? Now, again, I think it's interesting that God Himself and the Prophet does this, that out of all the prayers we pray, He tells us very specifically, be careful of the afternoon prayers. Establish the afternoon prayers and protect the afternoon prayers. That doesn't mean that we take the others for granted, obviously, right? But there has to be something about the afternoon prayers. And if you think about it, right, it's the afternoon prayers that generally are taken the most lightly by people, right? We're not talking about those of you who are retired, mashallah, or things like that, but when you are working as well, it's the afternoon prayer that you fit in between meetings. Yeah, like I have two meetings, okay, I have 10 minutes, let me go pray, right? You, for example, it's the afternoon prayers that are prayed at the end of time. You couldn't pray today at work, so you rush back home, you have 10, 20 minutes, you pray your afternoon prayers very quickly. Right, it's the afternoon prayers that we pray to get it out of the way so I can have other important things, like my meetings are waiting for me, right? And so it's this afternoon prayer that God knows, it's the nature of human beings, that they take this afternoon prayer more lightly than they would the other prayers. It's not that they don't care about God, that's not what God is saying, but they don't give it the same due importance that we would, for example, Maghrib. Maghrib becomes an event, right? No matter what we are doing in our houses, if we're at home at Maghrib time, everything stops. We go pray because it's an event. The sun is setting, it's becoming dark. we appreciate the signs of God. I often sometimes, you know, when we have a habit in our house that we close all the blinds at sunset time, right? So like it just all the blinds are closed, and I'm sure all of us do something like that. But then you can see out like in your neighbors and they're all just aranti just watching TV and no one cares that it's becoming sunset, right? And for us, no, it's a big deal. This is like one of the signs of God, so we take it seriously. And the same emphasis is not really prayed. And Fajr is a big deal because I have to wake up. That's a big deal on its own, right? So the fact that I do that, it's a big deal. But Dhuhr and Asr, for some reason, and again, it's not that we don't care about these prayers, but it's because we are torn between so many different things that the same emphasis is not placed on these prayers. Now, like I said, it's not about what I think, right? Like in my, like it's not about what I think or what I say. Like I think prayers are all valuable. I say that prayers are all valuable, but it's not about what we say or what we think, right? It's about what our actions produce. And so, if my actions are producing the effect that it displays that I don't take this prayer seriously, that's how God understands it. You understand this or no? This is an important point, okay? About anything that we do, whatever wajibat we do, if I do that wajibat but my mind is just completely not into it, my heart is completely not into it, that's what goes to God, not the external act of that prayer, right? So like, you know, like we fast, but if we're disgruntled about fasting, the disgruntledness reaches God, not the purity of the fast. But if we're into it, we have our intention behind it, then that's what reaches Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So in this particular instances, you know, like if I'm just praying it to the sake of finishing it, or I'm praying it because this is the only window I have so I can't carve out a better time, that's showing God that I don't consider that prayer that important. Now that doesn't mean that the rest of my time I'm putting partners to God. I think we have to understand what I'm trying to say, right? Because I have worked it's not like I sit here never having worked, yeah? Like I worked, alhamdulillah, 12, 15 years in the corporate world, right? You don't just squeeze in your salah. You have a break time, 15, 20 minutes, you pray your salah at that time, right? And that does that mean that we sacrifice our break? Yeah, we sacrifice our mental break for that prayer, but it's not that I take my break and then I want another 10 minutes that I'm rushing between things to go pray. That's being unjust, right? And so we have to be able to understand that how it's being translated. And what's more important, or was as important, right, is that this translation of how my act, as important, that the translation of how my act is perceived by God is one thing, but if my soul begins to understand that I don't consider these prayers important, my soul will subsequently not give the attention that these prayers deserve. Because the soul is, you know, like the soul is like your hard drive or something, not the hard drive, whatever, I'm bad computer analogies, yeah, my bad. Your soul is always learning. It's like the Matrix, yeah? It's always learning, it's always developing, it's like an AI basically, right? And it's learning, it's intuitive, and so if your soul says, man, this guy doesn't really care about his salah, what's going to happen is that your soul will force you to rush through all of your salah. And so you see people just Allah, you know, just casually mowing along, just Allah Akbar, and go Allah Akbar, and just go. Well, how does that happen, right? That happens because they didn't. The soul learned that, you know what, they don't take these prayers that seriously. So let's take all the prayers not so seriously. And then what happens after that is that eventually we'll miss our prayers, and eventually you'll stop praying altogether. And this can happen not necessarily in a lifetime, but generationally, right? So generationally, if the kids saw the parents not take their prayers seriously, they just prayed like, you know, they were just like swatting flies or something, Allah Akbar kind of thing, you know, and they just prayed, the kids would be like, I'm not taking this that seriously. And eventually they will either stop praying or their children will stop praying, guaranteed. And we see this. We see this clearly in what's happened with time, right? With every religion, in time, the religiosity has decreased. Today, Muslims, we talked about this results, right? But as Muslims, 1 in 4 Muslims don't practice Islam anymore. Yeah? 1 in 4, that's crazy, right? That's a crazy number. The soul will only pay attention to something. Now when I say soul, it's your essence. Your essence will only pay attention to something that it loves.
You're listening to Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. This program entitled Minbar. Our email address is englishradio@irib.ir.
روحي كريم عظيم عليم حليم حكيم متين غفور شكور ودود قيوم رؤوف صبور مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد يا مؤمنين صل عليه